With Melbourne and Victoria, these are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Secret police documents on the 2013 collision between Daniel and Catherine Andrews, Ford Territory, and a teenage bike rider have revealed the extent of the damage to the family's car. Crash investigation pictures obtained by the Herald Sun show the windscreen on the driver's side of the SUV was smashed and heavily depressed. Damage to the front right panel and bonnet was also inflicted in the collision with 15-year-old Ryan Muellman in Blairgowrie. But the vehicle was never taken for forensic analysis. The images, which had not been included in documents released to the Muellmans under Freedom of Information laws, have further angered the family. Other issues regarding Victoria Police's handling of the crash have prompted calls from a former Victorian Crown prosecutor for a fresh review of the case. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app from the App Store. A young woman, once described by a magistrate as out of control, has broken down in tears as she admitted killing a beloved Melbourne grandfather. Alicia Jane Fagan had initially told police she was not the driver of the white Audi sedan that sped through a red light and struck Sadat Hassan's Honda on the corner of Glengala Road and Link Street in Sunshine West on June the 8th. The 22-year-old gave a false name and claimed she was in the car with three men of African appearance who all fled the scene while she stayed to try and help Mr. Hassan. But when fronting Melbourne Magistrates Court on Monday, Fagan's lies came to an end and she pleaded guilty, admitting she was the one behind the wheel. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
International draw cards such as NFL matches and must-see attractions with multi-year lifespans could be targeted to ensure Melbourne remains Australia's major events capital. Industry experts believe to grow its events calendar and reputation, Melbourne needs to not only continue luring global sporting and cultural giants, but step up its scale and diversity of events. An NFL regular season match, NBA pre-season games and more English Premier League and UFC action have all been earmarked as draw cards that need to be added to Victoria's events calendar. And Richmond has put the lure of a semi-final victory ahead of fans, backing in a 2,800 capacity Punt Road Oval as a venue for this Saturday's semi-final against North Melbourne. Tickets for the clash were exhausted 2 hours after going on sale on Monday afternoon. Games have previously been moved away from the venue due to capacity issues. The decision was lashed on social media by fans who declared fans deserve better and labelled facilities at the ground, which is set to undergo a $65 million redevelopment, as woeful. Fans also hit out at the decision to schedule the game an hour before the Matildas meet Sweden at Amy Park and at the same time as Melbourne Stars WBBL clash with the Sydney Sixers at Junction Oval. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription to heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.